This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Nabi al-Kareem Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Mab'uth rahmatan lil Alameen. Ba'athahu Allahu shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. In the next few moments, I just want to clarify with the kalam of the ulama of how to give nasiha, a sincere nasiha. How do we go about when we hear something about a person of knowledge, a scholar or a sheikh, or someone that is grounded in knowledge, or he gives da'wah known to be upon the sunnah, known to be upon khair? As the issue of giving sincere advice, this issue is becoming something very, very rare as time goes on. And it's dying out. عَلِمَ مَنْ عَلِمْ وَجَهِلَ مَنْ جَهِلْ. Whoever knows this, he might know it. And whoever doesn't know it, then let him know it. Because this is the reality that we're in. When we look at the waqi', the reality, the haqiqah, of how people are advising each other, and sometimes what it's based on. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify our affair. The issue of al-nasiha is something very, very important in our religion. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called this deen, a nasiha. It was narrated, an Abi Ruqayyah, Tamim ibn Aws al-Dari, on the authority of Abi Ruqayyah, Tamim ibn Aws al-Dari, radiyallahu anhu, he said, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدين النصيحة. The religion is sincere advice. قلنا لمن يا رسول الله. So we said to who يا رسول الله؟ لله. To Allah سبحانه وتعالى ولكتابه. For his book. ولرسوله. For his messenger. ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. And also for the scholars. And also the أمراء. The leaders of the Muslimin and also the general mass. And this hadith was narrated by Imam Muslim. And Imam al-Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh, he chapted in his Sahih with this hadith in Sahih Muslim. Then Imam al-Bukhari began to mention a few adillah, some proofs and evidences in relation to an-nasiha. He started off by mentioning the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِذَا نَصَحُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So long as they are sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also mention another hadith. An Jarir ibn Abdullah qala, Bayatu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala iqam as-salat wa ita'i zakat wa nushi li kulli muslim. I saw my oath of allegiance. I gave allegiance to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam based upon iqam as-salat, establishing this prayer. وَإِتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ, paying the zakat, and also advising every single Muslim. And he also mentioned another narration of Ziyad ibn Ilaqah, that he heard Jarir ibn Abdullah say, يَوْمَ مَاتَ مَغِيرَ ibn شُعْبَ, the day that Mughira ibn شُعْبَ رضي الله عنه passed away. He said, أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنِّي أَتَيْتُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and I said to him, أُبَايُعُكَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. Let me give you my oath of allegiance in Islam. فَشَرَطَ عَلَيَّ. And he made a condition upon me, وَالنُّصْحِ لِكُلِّ مُسْلِمْ, that you advise every single Muslim. And I gave him bay'ah upon this. وَرَبِّ هَذَا الْمَسْجِدِ إِنِّي لَنَاصِحٌ لَكُمْ. And by the Lord of this masjid, I will be a person that will give you nasiha, that will advise you. So that which concerns the most today, that we want to clarify and also translate from the kalam of the ulama, when it comes to us hearing something about a scholar, or about a person of knowledge, or about a sheikh, how do we go about advising this individual? Do we go on WhatsApp, start bickering, start spreading stuff, and start causing confusion amongst the people when we hear something that is defamed or something that is negative about this individual? How do we go about? Before I move on to what Sheikh Saleh ibn Uthaymeen says, I would like to read out that which Sheikh Saleh al-Suhaymi he mentioned in his Nasiha al-Dahabiyya, which has been translated into English, the golden advice. He mentioned in there of how the intention of a person should be. He said, من الهدف إعادة الناس إلى الجادة. that the purpose of when giving nasiha is to take the person back to being serious, i.e. upon his religion. لَيْسَ الْهَدَفُ الْإِسْخَاطِ. And the objective is not to overthrow this person. The objective is not to overthrow this individual. And it's very, very sorry to say, this has become very, very widespread when it comes to advising an individual. Some of our intentions might be to get one over him, or to expose him, or to try and overturn him, or to make him fall. Wallahu musta'an. So inshallah ta'ala, without prolonging it even further, I will mention some of the steps that Allamat al-Uthaymeen advised that a person should take when it comes to advising an individual or person of knowledge. And this is a general application, especially when we hear something negative. He mentions, وَإِذَا نُسِبَ إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ الرَّبَّانِيِّينَ شَيْءٌ يُسْتَنْكَرْ فَعَلَيْكَ أَن تَتَّخِذَ هَذِهِ الْمَرَاحِلِ. And when something has been ascribed to an alim, the ulama al-rabbaniyin, something that is not praiseworthy, or something that is disapproved by the people, فَعَلَيْكَ أَن تَتَّخِذَ هَذِهِ الْمَرَاحِلِ, is upon you to take these four steps. المرحلة الأولى, the first step, أن تَتَثَبَّتَ مِن نِسْبَتِهِ إِلَيْهِ. You have to seek verification and confirm about this thing that has been ascribed to this individual. فَكَمْ مِنْ أَشْيَاءٍ نُسِبَتْ إِلَىٰ عَالِمٍ وَهِيَ كَذِبٍ. And how many things you find that has been ascribed to an alim and this is a lie. فَلَا بُدَّ أَن تَتَأَكَّدْ. So it's a must that you confirm and that you verify. فَإِذَا تَأَكَّدْتَ مِن نِسْبَةِ الْكَلَامِ إِلَيْهِ فَانْتَقِلْ إِلَىٰ مَرْحَلَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ. And after making sure that which has been ascribed to this individual is something that is sahih, something that is correct, upon you to move on to the second step, which the Shaykh is going to be mentioning now. So the second step is the مرحلة الثانية. أن تتأمل هل هذا محل انتقاد أم لا. You have to ponder, is this something that is worthy of criticism? لأنه قد يبدو للإنسان في أول وهلة أن القول منتقد. Because it could become apparent to an individual at first hearing, at the start of hearing this thing, that this is something that has been criticized. وعند التأمل يرى أنه حق. And after pondering upon the issue, he finds that which has been said by this alim is something that is true. فلا بد أن تتأمل حتى تنظر هل هو منتقد أم لا. So it's upon you to ponder, to comprehend before. It's upon you to ponder to see if this is something that is worthy of criticism or not. So the third step is المرحلة الثالثة إذا تبين أنه ليس بمنتقد. And if it becomes clear now that this issue that has been ascribed to him is not something that is worthy of criticism, فالواجب أن تذب عنه وتنشر هذا بين الناس. Then that which is mandatory is upon a person to defend the honor of this individual and that he spreads this between the people. وتبين أن ما قاله هذا العالم فهو حق. And that you also clarify and make clear that which this alim has said is something that is haq, true. وَإِنْ خَالَفَ مَا عَلَيْهِ النَّاسِ. Even if the people are opposing him upon this issue. الْمَرْحَلَةُ الرَّابِعَةُ. The fourth step. إِذَا تَبَيَّنَ لَكَ حَسَبَ رَأْيِكَ أَنَّمَا نُسِبَ إِلَى الْعَالِمِ وَصَحَّتْ نِسْبَتُهُ إِلَيْهِ لَيْسَ بِحَقٍّ. And if it now becomes clear to you, based upon your opinion, that which has been ascribed to this alim is something that is correct, فالواجب أن تتصل بهذا العالم. Then that which is mandatory upon you is to call this عالم بأدب ووقار, with etiquette and also by being calm. وتقول سمعت عنك كذا وكذا. So you say to him, I have heard this and that. وأحب أن تبين لي وجه ذلك. And I would like you to explain to me the perspective or the angle that you're coming from. لِأَنَّكَ أَعْلَمَ مِنِّي. And also because you are more knowledgeable than me. فَإِذَا بَيَّنَ لَكَ هَذَا فَلَكَ حَقُّ الْمُنَاقَشَةِ. And once he clarifies this issue with you,
it is upon you to discuss this. You have the right to discuss this issue with him. لكن بأدب واحترام, also by being calm and also respecting him and also greatening him due to his status and also that which is suitable to him.
And then the Sheikh goes on to say, أما ما يفعله بعض الجهلة. As for what some ignorant people they tend to do, الذين يأتون إلى العالم الذي رأى بخلاف ما يرون. They come to an alim, to a scholar, after they have come across something that is in opposition to what they see. يأتون إليه بعنف وشدة. They come to him by being severe and also in a very, very harsh manner. وربما نفضوا أيديهم في وجه العالم عالم. And they might also start moving around their hands in his face. وقالوا له ما هذا القول الذي أحدثته. So they come up to him and they say to him, what is this thing that you have innovated into the religion? ما هذا القول المنكر. What is this evil statement that you have said? وأنت لا تخاف الله. And do you not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وبعد التأمل تجد العالم موافقا للحديث وهم مخالفون له. And after pondering upon the issue and also comprehending it, you find that the alim went in accordance to the hadith, and they are those that oppose the hadith. وَغَالِبْ مَا يُؤْتَ هَوْلَاءِ مِنْ إِعْجَابِهِمْ بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And the majority of those that do this kind of thing are those that have become amazed within themselves and astonished. وَظَنَّهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَهْلَ السُّنَّةِ. Sorry, وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ أَهْلَ السُّنَّةِ. And they think that they are from the people of the Sunnah. وَأَنَّهُمْ هُمُ الَّذِينَ عَلَىٰ طَرِيخِ السَّلَفِ. And they also think that they are upon the way of the Salaf. وَهُمْ أَبْعَدْ مَا يَكُونُ عَنْ طَرِيخِ السَّلَفِ وَعَنِ السُنَّةِ. Rather, they are from those who are the furthest away from the way of the Salaf and also from the way, يعني, from the Sunnah.
Whoever wants to go back to the original text, which is in the explanation of Imam Ibn Uthaymeen, when he explained the book Arba'een al-Nawawi under the hadith number 7, Abi Ruqayya Tamim ibn Aws al-Dari, Ad-Din al-Nasiha, he can find this explanation there and then. This was just a brief explanation, and I do apologize if I translated any word incorrectly, as I have tried to the best of my ability to do this, and it was in a very quick manner.
And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from this act of at-ta'ali, disrespecting and confronting the ulama in an incorrect manner, as this is not from the way of Ahl Sunnah, as you have seen that the Shaykh has said. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to busy us with beneficial knowledge and not busy us with atharat, aba'ad al-nas, some of the things that people might do, especially when it is gossip. Especially when this is gossip and there's nothing there. وَمَا أَحْسَنُ مَا قَالَ الشَّاعِرُ. And I would like to read out some beautiful couplets that I was reading today as well. مِنْ بَابَ الْفَائِدَةِ. So that people they can benefit. وَلَمْ نَسْتَفِدْ مِنْ بَحْثِنَا طُولِ عُمْرِنَا سِوَا أَنْ جَمَعْنَا فِيهِ قِيلًا وَقَالُوا. We didn't benefit from anything while researching about other people throughout our whole lives, except that we only gathered gossip. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make us sick in our hearts, that we only look at the bad things that the people do and start spreading this amongst the people, especially before clarifying and also seeking verification, just like the other sha'ari said, إِنْ يَسْمَعُوا سَيِّئًا طَارُوا بِهَا فَرَحًا وَمَا سَمِعُوا مِنْ صَالِحٍ دَفَنُوا. When they hear anything bad of you, they run with it in excitement, and whatever good they hear about you, you find them burying it. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا